Hey guys, welcome back to Mamas Chingonas with Janet and Sandy from Raw Flourishing Skin. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our episodes every week. We are trying to bring you different variety of episodes. And today I have a wonderful woman named Hannah, who is originally from Alaska but now lives in Texas. She is a future dentist, y'all. So shout out to Hannah. And again, I wish you the best of luck. And thank you so much for being part of this episode. So I don't know about you guys, but I've never heard of gender disappointment. I will be honest, I've never heard of it. I didn't even know it was a thing until I came across it. And then I started researching more about it, and I'm like, wow, one in five women or one in five men experience gender disappointment. Now, a lot of you guys are probably asking yourself, what does gender disappointment mean? I've never heard of it either. Well, it happens. Sometimes you're so set on having a baby girl or a baby boy, and come to find out it's the opposite sex of what you or your partner have been wishing for. And I've always heard, you know, doesn't matter what I have as long as the baby's healthy. I think that's what most of us, you know, always hear. I know I always ask moms or the dad, like, what do you want it to be? You know, and that's the response like I always get. Like, I've never really heard, like, I really want a boy or I really want a girl. I think we all just want a very beautiful, healthy baby. And even if you do have gender disappointment, like, obviously you want your baby to be healthy. I think that is our number one. But in Hannah's case, she actually experienced gender disappointment. Her husband of almost 8 years, I believe she said, was very disappointed when they found out that she was having girls. Not only is she having one girl, she's pregnant with twins and is having two girls. And she already has two beautiful girls. So they are definitely going to rule out dad. And Hannah shared that on her social media that she was experiencing gender disappointment. And when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so sad. Like, I feel so bad. Like, oh, that sucks. You know, having herself or her partner be disappointed that they're not having the baby that, you know, they expected. And I think it obviously happens a lot, and it is a thing. Like, it is normal. Like, people do get disappointed if they're not having the baby that they thought they were having, especially when you already have 3-4 kids and you're like, okay, the last one better be a boy because we already have 4 girls. So, you know, we do go through emotions, and gender disappointment is one of them. And I have Hannah on the line, and she's able to share with us her experience and her thoughts in regards to gender disappointment. Again, Hannah, thank you so much for doing this and being on this episode of Gender Disappointment. So maybe you can, you know, let us know a little bit about your story and what happened with your gender.
Yeah, so
gender reveal.
Yes, I have two daughters. I have a 2.5-year-old and a 10-month-old daughter. And my husband of 5 years, he has a 12-year-old son. And so we were, when we found out we were having twins, I'm 13 weeks along right now. And we were kind of hoping that maybe they might be boy, boy. We could have two girls, two boys. So I mean, I was okay with it. I was kind of happy with no matter what. I actually did not grow up with any sisters. So the idea of my daughters having sisters was something that I was very excited about.
Yeah.
But I think it's more common for men that they want a son. And my husband has actually been very supportive from day, like from the very first pregnancy. He was always extremely happy when we found out we were having girls the first two times. Now we did, I am about to start dental school in July. So we decided that this would probably be our last pregnancy. You know, with it being twins, it's perfect. We wanted four, so it's perfect.
Yeah, I know.
I did the panorama test, I believe it's called. It's a genetic screening, and they also give you the option to find out the genders. And I couldn't wait any longer when they got the results. I asked them over the phone if I, and I believe they were on speakerphone, and Brian, my husband Brian was standing in the kitchen with me, and he was just, he was silent when they said it's two girls. He was just shocked. I think he didn't say anything. He didn't really say anything at all. And I was very happy at first. But I was really sad when I realized that he was sad. And, you know, we've actually had a lot of time because this happened, I believe, like a week ago or so. You know, we've had a lot of time to talk about it. And, you know, he was processing some things on his own. But it was hard, you know, being excited about a baby that was healthy. You know, they're both very healthy, and having that disappointment of them being whatever, and it can go both ways. You know, I know a lot of boy moms that probably experience the same thing.
Right. Well, first of all, congratulations on having two babies. Like, what a blessing. And then both of them being girls. I think that's amazing. And I think it's amazing that you already have two girls and this sisterhood of, you know, having a house full of amazing women. I think, you know, there's nothing more empowering than that. I'm sure you're a great mom and you're going to raise these beautiful, beautiful women. And I'm so happy to hear that your husband has processed it. Because we did talk about a week ago and I said, I want you on my episode. I want to talk about this. So I'm very happy that, you know, he's come to the conclusion. I know it might be hard because you want to be done. You have four girls already. But I know that even though he already has a son, I'm sure, you know, it's nice for men to have another, you know, little man to relate to and show him all the tricks and trades of being a man, because I'm a mom and I have two daughters. I have a 2-year-old and I have a 5-month-old. So when I was pregnant the first time around, everyone kept saying, you're having a boy, you're having a boy, you're so sick all the time, it's a boy. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, how cute, I'm gonna have a little boy, he's gonna look just like my husband. And then come to find out, you know, it was a girl. I wasn't disappointed, but I was like in shock. I was like, there's no way I'm getting that lucky that soon, because my mom had four boys and I'm the only girl. Wow. So I was like, I'm probably going to be like my mom, probably going to have all boys, you know. But luckily, we have, you know, two beautiful girls. And then we're thinking of eventually going for the third. But I'm like, oh, after the third, I kind of want to be done. Right. You know, I don't want to have more babies. So we're kind of like, oh, is it going to be a boy? Is it going to be a girl? My husband says, right, I don't care. It's okay if it's a boy, it's a girl. But I know deep inside, like, he wants the boy. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's exactly what
and
happened.
I, yeah, like, you know, you know most boy or men want boys, you know, and then the women, the girls want little girls. So I'm just really happy to hear that your husband's finally you know, processed everything, and he's like, okay, you know, he's rolled out. There's going to be four girls, five with you.
Yes. Yeah, he's,
yeah, so that's,
he wanted, he's always, like I said, he was always very, he's like, I don't care what they are as long as they're healthy. And then I feel, and we talked a little bit about this, that he truly, I mean, maybe didn't know how much he wanted a boy. And so when he was kind of struck with the information, just, you know, I didn't even really warn him because this was our third pregnancy. We weren't going to do a gender reveal. It was just between him and I. And we, you know, we wanted to know. And so I think when he finally was faced with that information, just, you know, he had a lot of processing. Now, he, like I said, he does have a son. But we've been together for 8 years, and he, you know, is it's common in many, you know, split up households. He doesn't get to see his son as much as like a normal, intact household. And so I think that's what he was kind of wanting, was a, you know, a chance to, but I guess a chance to be there full time. And like you said, be all, show yeah, all the man things. And but I grew up probably as like the most tomboy that you could ever be. My dad I have yeah, a brother, and my dad, I was actually very close to my dad. I and my mom, my dad would hunt, and he taught me how to hunt. My mom would hunt. We like I said, I grew up in Alaska. So, I pretty much grew up outside. I was very much a tomboy.
That's horses. Awesome. That's so cool.
And so yeah. I think, and my husband knows my story. And so I kind of always had it in my head that we were going to just raise them however we want. It doesn't have to, we don't have to follow certain guidelines. And I'm sure they'll love pink poofy dresses or whatever, but you know, he's big into baseball. Girls can still play baseball, and you yeah, know, so I think it'll be good no matter what, but.
Yeah, it will. I totally agree. I think that's, you know, awesome. You know, your background of growing up with pure yeah, boys. I grew up with yeah, pure boys. So I myself too, you know, was always fighting rough uh-huh, with the boys and all that fun stuff. And, you know, we have our girls. So my daughter, my almost 3-year-old, whenever dad's outside working on whatever he's doing, like she's always out there helping. And so it's cool. You know, they're really mm-hmm, close, even though, you know, he doesn't have a boy yet, or who knows if we'll even yeah, get the boy. But it's cool, you know, mm-hmm, to be able to allow the little girls, it's okay if you don't want to wear pink poofy dress right, yet, you know, or always be in a dress and, you know, so I think that's really cool that you experienced that, and you're going to allow, you know, your girls to experience absolutely, that too. That's really cool. So you're going to have two girls, and do you think you want to try again for the boy, or you're just like, no, like this is plenty?
Well, it's a little bit complicated. Like I mentioned, we are, I'm starting dental school in July, and it's a 4-year program, and I will be, you know, probably seeing patients, to some capacity in my third and fourth year. And if you've ever been to the dentist, you know that they sit right next to you. So I don't know how it would work out with having a big pregnant belly. Not to mention that we did agree on 4 initially, but I have always had, so far I've had pretty awesome experience with pregnancy and delivery. I know not every woman has that. And that really makes a difference on what they, yeah, how they, you know, how the size of their family. But for me, I don't know. I think it's kind of up in the air Had we had one boy, I know for sure we'd be closing up shop. But now that
right.
I don't know, I guess it just depends on how this pregnancy goes and if we, I mean, because our kids are extremely close in age. I mean, as you know, it's hard when you have a 2-year-old and a, you know, a few months old, and then my twins will be right the same kind of age range. Like they're all be like 16, 17 months apart. So it's going to be,
yeah.
And then there's going to be,
it's yeah. hard. It's hard. It's really hard. It's really crazy, but it's really a beautiful thing to be able to have them grow up close together. And then eventually once they go to school
yes.
and, you know, they all go to the same school pretty much for a little while. So that's really awesome.
Yes.
That you have that and you're going to experience that.
I only had one brother. So, we got along okay, but I didn't have any sisters. I had cousins, and so I had that camaraderie with them, girl cousins. But I, you know, we, and even my brother and I were 3 to 4 years apart. So, I mean, having my kids back to back, also my husband and I are older parents. I'm 32. He's 40. He'll be 40. So we wanted our kids to be back to back. And you know, it's good that they get to enjoy that closeness, and like you said, in school.
Yeah, because I remember my brothers were all like 4 or 5 years apart. So there's quite mm-hmm. a big gap. And so having like my girls be 2.5 years, I still don't know. I'm like, is it too soon? Is it, should I wait it longer? It's like, you just never know. But eventually, like, it's right. what works for everyone. Everyone's, right. you know, different. Everyone has a different lifestyle, and, you know, it just works out great eventually. So that's so cool. So you have twins. Did you think that you were going to have twins or
okay,
like,
so here's the crazy thing. And I don't know. My mind is still boggled about this, honestly, but, so when my husband and I, we had our two daughters, we knew that we wanted four, and, you know, I got accepted into dental school in January. And so that was a huge, like a crazy achievement. We were just shocked. and so we knew that we wanted to continue our family. Otherwise we would have to wait 4 years. It's a 4-year doctorate program. So I didn't want to wait 4 years to continue having kids. So I knew it was going to happen in school. And my husband actually told me, you know, it would be awesome if we had twins. So I swear to God, he did this. He called it. It was this oddest thing. And when I was in the doctor's office and the doctor was showing me and it was twins, I was like, I was freaked out. Honestly, I was just really freaked out because I'm like, I can't believe
I bet
twins do run in my family, but I just didn't know if it would ever happen to me. Plus I'm an older mom, it happens, you know, with older moms too, so, but yeah.
So it runs like through
yeah,
your mom's side.
My great-grandmother had, I think, like a couple sets of twins. I don't know. I think one was stillborn, or one set was stillborn. And then my cousin on my mom's side, she has twins, twin sons, that are not identical. They're fraternal twins. So hyperovulation must run in the family to some degree. And then also it's higher incidence of happening as you age, because your body releases more eggs as you age. Kind of, I heard it described once as a kind of a going out of business sale, like they just release all these
yeah.
eggs. So but yeah.
That's crazy. So are you having identical twins?
No, I'm
or how is that work?
Fraternal twins. So they're it's called not to get too nerdy and scientific, but essentially they're two different eggs fertilized by two different sperms. So they're completely unique individuals, and they're actually in their own sacs, and they got their own placentas, and completely two different. It's just like having just two pregnancies at the same time.
Isn't that amazing? That yes. is so amazing. Wow. What our bodies can do, and what, you know, yes. are, as women, you know, what you're carrying two lives. That's you. Just so amazing. Congratulations. Before I had babies, I always said, I want twins. I want to be able to just be done yes. with sooner than later. And then having my first, I'm like, God, what was I thinking? Because it's so hard. Like, you know, when you have yes. your first baby and then you have your second. So my almost 3-year-old is still in diapers. So I feel like I have yeah. twins because, you know, I'm changing my newborn and then I'm changing right. my 2-year-old. Yes. Yep. So it's like, it's a lot of work. So, you know. Thank more you. Power to you. Hopefully your husband will be able to, you know, he's help a, out as much as he can.
He is truly an amazing man. I mean, the absolute best best husband and father. I mean, he's from day one. I feel bad sometimes. I read on social media some of these poor moms doing it solo, but he's and I don't mean to brag, but I just have to give him a shout out because he's from day one, since Helena was born, he's woken up with me at night to help me breastfeed. He's when we transferred over to, you know, bottles, he's helped with that. He's always on diaper duty. You know, right now he's actually watching the kids and giving them baths. And he's a stellar dad. And when I'm in dental school, he's actually going to be staying home with all four of them. So he's got it.
Wow. He sounds like a very amazing man. Yes. You got very lucky. That's awesome. That's so awesome. There's not many amazing men out there. There was, you know, luckily for me, I've been very blessed too, with a very great husband, great father to my daughters. So this whole podcasting is perfect because I'm like, okay, you stay home with the girls. I'll see you later. I'm going to go have a girl time and talk.
Yeah.
So he's a great sport. That's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that. And I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being part of the episode. And I wish you the best of luck, you know, with your twins and with school and with, you know, your beautiful babies that you now have. That's just awesome.
Thank you so
much. I'm sure you'll do amazing things.
So there you have it, guys, gender disappointment with Hannah. I will continue to share different topics with you guys. I will try to bring different women to this topic because I've read so many different comments of so many different women who experience this in different situations. I think we always need to bring more awareness to so many different topics that are available and for you guys to continue to tune in and to hear other women out. And I love doing this. I love communicating with other women that I don't even know from all over the world. I think it's an amazing platform. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you who have decided to be part of this podcast. So again, thank you guys so much for being on the podcast. And for all of you listeners, thank you so much for continuing to show all the love and all of the support. So thank you guys.